Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've done nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
We're back.
What up?
Thanksgiving week. Tomorrow be Thanksgiving to y'all ye. Not doing a traditional Thanksgiving show. We've done those in the past where we did a lot of Thanksgiving talk, but Kareem hates Thanksgiving, so...
Fuck Thanksgiving.
That's... We're not going to do it.
Wow. That'd be a negative episode.
There'll be some stuff sprinkled in there about Thanksgiving, but not on a whole. On a whole, it's going to be a lot less of that. Rid of that. Warm thoughts of Thanksgiving, not in Kareem's vocabulary. We will break down the week that was in just a minute. We've got some grievances we've got to air, but before we get to all of that, I went to see Guns N' Roses on Saturday night at Golden One Center.
Oh yeah, baby!
It was a very marathon experience. 3 hours and 45 minutes. Of Guns N' Roses is a lot of Guns N' Roses.
It's a lot of Guns N' Roses.
It is.
It's a lot of anything.
It is. It really is a lot of anything. Imagine something you really like, and then it doesn't stop for 3 hours and 45 minutes. Axl tried really hard, so I'll give him that. He had a multitude of hat changes, and that's important.
Yes.
The drum kit was on a riser, and on the side opposite where I was sitting, he had a multitude of beverages, because one of my coworkers sat on the other side in the upper deck and saw him drinking all the time. I guarantee it was not alcoholic, because at the end of 3 hours and 45 minutes of running around, he would have passed out or thrown up on stage. Because he was very active. It was a very active Axl Rose. Computer's rebooting. It says, hi. Thank. Oh, we've got some updates. I'll just ignore you for another hour. I will say this. Slash is very good at playing the guitar. I think that's the big takeaway from the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is you don't walk away from a show like that without some appreciation for what goes into having that level of talent. And he didn't take breaks. Everybody else took a break here and there. Slash did not take a break.
Yeah.
There was no break.
Brothers got to work it out.
He did, he did the Godfather theme on guitar, and it sounded amazing. Absolutely amazing. And it just kept going and going. And I'm like, when's Slash going to take it? No. When's the drums? No, no drum solo. When's the bass? No, no bass solo. None of that. None of that.
Wow.
Just 3 hours of so hats off to Slash, who did not make a hat change. I can't imagine how bad that thing smells at the end of the tour.
Oh, yeah.
But it's one of those things that I don't believe that Guns N' Roses is going to go ahead and go on tour again. Because who knows if they can stand each other at this point. But definitely worth going to see. And tonight, they're in Oakland as we're recording this.
Awesome.
At Oracle. They will be going on stage at 8 o'clock, and they will be getting off sometime between 11:30 and midnight.
So the longest concert I've ever seen was George Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay.
We went to see him in San Jose on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. And the show started at 10:30. And at 1:30, the police turned the lights on.
Like Sting and those guys, or the Popo?
The Popo.
Oh, okay. It would be weird if it were, yeah. if Sting showed up and said, this and George, we played long enough.
Yeah.
Time to go home.
Yeah, the Popo was like, Like, and you could tell that something was going on because you would like look at your watch and they were speeding up trying to get through to all the songs that they had.
Why is this song in double time?
Yeah.
I think the real lesson is, stop with all the weed. Stop with all the weed.
They didn't get out until 10:30. I mean, that kind of.
Well, they were the thing you have to understand is George had two groups going at the same time. Mm-hmm. So he had Parliament and Funkadelic recording at the same time.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So whoever was awake recorded for one side.
Right.
And who, you know, it was just kind of like kept going. So he has two catalogs to work from. It's crazy.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It really is a lot. So,
do you still like Guns N' Roses? That's the question.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I like them every bit as much as I did when I walked in. I did at one point, though, comment to Hootie that what they need to find is a Filipino karaoke singer like Journey did,
yeah,
who can actually sing the songs, because Axel, bless his heart. I mean, he really put it out there. But the funny thing was, the first part of the show, his vocals were really, how shall I put this? Not good.
No.
It was like he didn't do any warm-ups at all, and then he just sort of got warmed up throughout the evening.
Got you.
But he busted his ass for 3 hours. I'll give him all the credit in the world. And people are like, well, why are they playing for so long? And I have to imagine that it goes back to back when they would play three songs and walk off stage or not even bother to take the stage to be like, you know what? Back in the day, we really fucked some people over and no one's going to walk out of here thinking they didn't get their money's worth from a Guns N' Roses show.
Gotcha.
However, if you bought a T-shirt there, you're a fucking moron. I saw the merch stand and the T-shirts were $40 and up.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
40 and up. And I looked at them and I saw one that was specific to Sacramento and I went, don't like it that much. And I looked at my buddy and I said, you know what? I'm just going to go to Target and drop $12.99 on a Guns N' Roses T-shirt.
Sounds like a play.
They'll still get their cut. And he was on his way home the next day and I get a message from him and it is a picture of a $12.99 Guns N' Roses T-shirt from Target. so they can be found. If you get a chance to see them, go see them. They're a fantastic band. I'm curious to see and hear the difference between Guns N' Roses and Foo Fighters in Golden One.
Mm. Are the Foo Fighters coming to Golden One?
I'm going to see Foo Fighters in 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Man, aren't you just a concert-going ass? You spent more time in the Golden One than the last month than you have at home.
I've spent a lot of time at Golden One. Two Kings games with you, two concerts, and went to see WWE a few months back.
And then filmed there also.
Yes. Kings preseason.
Yeah, I was there. So I'm just saying, yeah, you get to go there a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. It's great, but it ain't that great when you got to go for work.
Sure.
And I will say this about Golden One in the upper deck. You fuckers, put in some goddamn cup holders. There's no cup holders up there. You can talk shit all you want about how steep it is, which if you're afraid of it, okay. It's steep, but it's not out of the realm of normal. But there's no goddamn cup holders. It's 2017, almost 2018. Where am I supposed to set my $13 beer or my $5 water? Do you expect me to hold that so that my hand warms it up the entire time?
Yes.
Fuck you. Put in some goddamn cup holders.
Man, I'm worried, like, with what you're saying, like, what I've heard other people say about that upper deck area, like...
What are you worried about?
I'm kind of scared now.
About what?
About falling down.
Are you familiar with stairs and how they work?
Yes.
You'll be fine.
I know, but what
Hold
if?
On to the railing.
I can be pretty clumsy sometimes.
Hold on to the railing.
Like, you don't even drink anymore.
I know, man. But I just... It's worrisome. Like, I mean, like, here... Like, it's weird. I'm just... I have that... I didn't have it so much when I was younger, but ever since I broke my leg, like, all that type of stuff is a lot different now.
Sure.
You know? I mean, shoot. I would intentionally throw myself in harm's way before I broke my leg. Like, I broke a rib on stage or severely bruised it. Just okay. For a joke. Just for a joke.
All right. You'll be. Let me just tell you this. You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. Hold on to the railing.
All right.
You only have, if you have a beverage, you can. Here's the thing. If you're really afraid, you can only go get one beverage at a time.
Is it the there's not cup holders in front of you, like on the seat in front of you?
There's not cup holders in the upper deck at all.
That's some fucked up shit.
At all.
That's stupid.
Nothing.
What the fuck?
Nothing.
They had an amazing engineer.
Damn, I didn't realize that.
No cup holders at all.
That's some fucked up shit.
Where did you think they were?
The ones downstairs are bad enough.
Yeah, the ones downstairs aren't great. There are zero cup holders upstairs. The floor is your cup holder.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. There you go. All right. It's time to get into the, it's time to get into the week that was. Oh, hold on. We've, a lot of stuff happened this past week. We're going to catch you up with all of it. First of all, Jim Baker. Hold on. Oh, let me just pause this. I need to actually plug this in.
Oh, it helps. That would help them when it in tone righty then.
There we go. It's plugged in.
Ooh.
Thanks. You just plugged a device into the audio jack. It literally gave me that warning. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Jim Baker has another reason why you need to buy his survival food buckets. Jason, it's for the sake of your grandchildren.
They oh, yeah?
Actually, Kareem, you have grandchildren. It's for the sake of your grandchildren.
Our president, or they destroy him, or whatever. If we elect the other side, I mean, they've come out against God. They just said, we don't want God even in their platform. Mm-hmm. So this is it, John.
Listen,
I think maybe Trump is here to give us time to get ready because all hell's going to break loose. And we're not going to have the Antichrist show up to get the sign of the mark of the beast on our forehead. It won't happen without hunger. Mm-hmm. Hunger is going to be the main thing. You don't get it. Most people don't want to get it. But that's why I'm so obsessed with you all being prepared.
One day Jim was teaching many years ago on Revelation. And he said, the reason you'll take the mark of the beast is because you're hungry. Mm-hmm. Your children are hungry. Your grandchildren are hungry.
I hear them crying. Mm. I've heard them crying for years.
He's holding a baby now.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And God said, what will we do? What will you do? Mm-hmm. If these babies are starving.
Jason, what will you do? Well, on screen during this whole thing, you can buy the pancake bulk bucket, which makes up to 400 pancakes and get a bonus Christmas ornament for only $60 donation plus shipping. I can't imagine how much shipping is for a pancake bulk bucket.
I mean, would you just add water to it?
I don't know.
Like, how long is it supposed to last for? What's
400 pancakes.
How long does it last for?
400 pancakes. It depends on how many pancakes you make a day.
Well, I realize, but like...
Although pancakes are really not the best source of sustenance.
He can't know, right?
That's why you need a bunch of them.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I why would you need to buy pancake mix? Like, is it if it lasts for like 5 years, and our dude, all right, okay, I get it. It's survivalist shit. But if it only lasts like 6 months or a year, then that's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how hermetically sealed the buckets are.
I don't know either, man.
Well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
No, do not.
I think you're right. I think we should get two of them. We're gonna get one. I'm gonna get
wait
one for
until
you.
See what happens.
Dave's gonna get
when
one.
You do.
So we'll get one for you and your wife.
That's right.
Wait until you see what happens to it. I just like
you know you can use it as a coffee table too.
No, what you can also Have you ever seen a car pancake before? It's pretty awesome.
You can go ahead and do that. All right. So this week is going to be known, or this past week is going to be known as the week that Donald Trump attacked black people again.
What you should say is there's the week that he doesn't attack black people, then that should be a week.
Well, we're just recapping the week that was now. So basically he's made an enemy in LeVar Ball, which talk about battle of the trolls. These two.
Guys.
These two fucking guys. So LeVar Ball's son, LiAngelo, and two other UCLA basketball teammates were arrested in China for shoplifting. And Jesus Christ, why would do you think the wires that I run for the show are just run willy-nilly?
I
just want to bang them on the mic stand.
What are you, 10?
No, I wanted to, you know, it was something, don't worry about it. There was something that was bothering me about it.
Well, I wouldn't, except for I kept hearing the tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick of you hitting it on the mic
stand. I've changed it before, and I'd never heard the noises before. Mm. So, I've been quieter about it, not this time.
Anyway, so, there were a lot of things underway to get those kids out of jail. They were facing 5 to 10 years in a Chinese prison. Because shoplifting is very serious, and Donald Trump apparently put in a word with the Chinese president, so he thinks he's the one who had everything to do with it. There was a lot of other stuff going on beforehand anyway, so Donald Trump tweeted, now that the three basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son and that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail. And then he tweeted, shoplifting is a very big deal in China, as it should be. 5 to 10 years in jail. Okay, so you think shoplifting should be a 5 to 10 year in jail thing? What about treason and money laundering? How long should you spend in jail for that?
So the funny part is there's a Chinese billionaire who's right. a UCLA alum who probably is the person who really got them out.
He really brokered that whole deal. Yeah. I'm sure he peeled off a few hundred thousand.
Yes.
And that was the end of it.
Exactly.
And the tweet goes on, but not to Father LeVar. Should have gotten his son out during my next trip to China instead. China told them why they were released. Very ungrateful. Very ungrateful.
So, did you have to, I don't know what... You're running the show. Do you have the audio from LeVar?
I have LiAngelo's apology. I do not have the audio from LeVar.
So yeah, this is after he had already apologized publicly and also thanked President Trump, right? Didn't he?
So LiAngelo,
his son did.
His son, yeah, okay. So his son,
right.
His son did say thank you to President Trump, right?
Right.
Okay. So there's no reason to ever say. The kid, the person that was affected by it, said thank you.
So, well, okay, well, because I'm someone who lives to serve you, Kareem.
Thank you.
What? Come on, CNN. Where is this? It says it's now playing. Here we go.
You're my reparations.
I'm trying to get there.
If you're in your home or business,
oh, thanks, PG&E. Have you set any communities on fire or blown them up lately? PG&E? PG&E, we haven't blown anybody up in 3 years, and we haven't set a community on fire in a couple months.
That's it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Somebody told me about the tweet a couple of days ago. I don't even tweet. I'm just saying, why is that on your mind? All this stuff going on, and that's on your mind that a father didn't say thank you? And you're supposed to be the head of...
You know, I'm going to side with LeVar Ball.
You know, you're the head of the U.S.? Come on.
Okay. Fair criticism. The president is asking for thanks. You can criticize that. Should he be doing that? Should he not be doing
that? I'm just stating the point that I'm saying is there's a lot of other things that's going on.
No question about it.
Let him do his political affairs and let me handle my son and let's just stay in our lane.
But he thinks that he did something for the boys and he should be thanked and instead you took a shot at him.
That's fine. If he thinks it, I ain't took a shot at him.
You did.
Somebody asked me a question. Question, man. I gave him my opinion, but I ain't taking no shot at the president. For
it
what?
Sounded like you were taking a shot like at the president. It sounded like it.
Hey, I mean,
it did.
You can
I'm just
sound
being
like
honest
that because
you
want it to be like that, but it's not. But why would it sound like that? That's well, because you want to take it that way so
no,
you can have some news.
It's because of what you said, and it's because you won't say thank you. Hey, thanks. Your son said thank you. The other guy said thank you.
Already,
so you say
I
thanks.
Said I wasn't going,
thanks for
I
helping
said
me.
I'm not the other guys, though. I'm not the other guys. I'm doing something else. I'm not the other guys.
What do you see? I agree with you.
Why are you?
What are you arguing for then?
I don't know. I don't know. Why are you yelling at LeVar Ball, Chris Cuomo?
Oh, my God. Chris Cuomo's, you should have seen the look the chick on the show gave him this morning. I'll talk about that later.
I don't even know. but Donald Trump was not done there. He was very upset at Marshawn Lynch when the Raiders played the Patriots in Mexico City because Marshawn Lynch sat during the national anthem and stood for the Mexican anthem, which of course made Donald Trump very cross, very cross indeed.
That is the Marshawn Lynch shit to do.
He tweeted, Marshawn Lynch of the NFL's Oakland Raiders stands for the Mexican anthem and sits down to boos for our national anthem. Great disrespect. Who was booing him? They were in Mexico City.
Nobody booed him.
Nobody booed him.
Donald was booing the TV. That's what that was.
He goes on, next time NFL should suspend him for remainder of season. Attendance and ratings way down. So, President of the United States concerned about not getting thanked by LeVar Ball. And also very concerned with Marshawn Lynch in Mexico City.
He's concerned about everybody but the pedophile he's about to elect.
Well, you know, he seems to be pretty concerned with what black guys are doing is the thing that I notice.
Oh, dude. Oh, not just black guys. Black people, period.
Well, sure.
Yeah, yeah. There was a clip of Angela Rye on CNN earlier today, and she pointed out the fact that that's all he criticizes is black people.
For the most part.
Yeah.
He will occasionally, white liberals can get it a little bit here and there, like Al Franken, if they've criticized him. But for the most part, it's people of color. So they TMZ ran into Deepak Chopra at the airport, and they decided to ask him about Donald Trump. And here's what Deepak had to say.
You are big on wellness, getting good sleep to help anxiety. We've seen Donald Trump every morning go crazy on Twitter. The latest thing, he got these kids. He and the president of China got these kids released. You saw that, the UCLA kids. This morning he said that he should have left them in jail. That the father wasn't appreciative enough.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and this was on Twitter.
Why?
Do you think he does this on Twitter?
I think he's inflamed. His mind is inflamed. His body is inflamed. So it's almost like a low-grade chronic inflammation speaking out. I feel he's in a lot of pain and suffering. He probably never got validation from his parents or whatever. So he needs to be validated every day, every hour, every minute. I feel sorry for him. He needs some compassion. Right?
He needs any Jesus. Advice to him in terms of getting...
I don't think Deepak's peddling Jesus to him.
It's unhealthy to react.
Advice would be... relinquish the presidency.
The presidency?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get rid of his job.
Oh, himself. Relinquish the presidency.
Yeah, okay. He should get rid of his job. And
for
maybe
the sake of his own health.
For his health. And the health of his family and the health of the country and the health of the world and the sanity of the world. He should resign and then he should come and spend a week with me in deep meditation.
That's fantastic. So
and
that's
get
your
some
offer.
Sleep.
Are you offering that to him?
Yeah, but he's not going to listen.
I would love for Donald Trump to spend a week in quiet meditation.
He couldn't do it.
I know. I absolutely know he couldn't do it. But meanwhile, Deepak Chopra is just standing there going, why won't the baggage carousel start? Why won't the baggage carousel start? One more expert to weigh in on Donald Trump, and that, of course, is Snoop Dogg.
Fuck Donald Trump, bitch. Let's just spend your dumb ass, motherfucker, all the goofy shit you do every day. When you gonna get suspended, motherfucker? Fuck you. I'm with Marshawn Lynch, nigga. Stand up for the Mexican president, Mexican motherfucking national anthem. We fuck with Mexicans, nigga. They the homies. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, Donald Trump, and everything you stand for. LeVar Ball, good looking out. I wouldn't have thanked that motherfucker either. Fuck you. Should have left him in jail. What kind of nigga is you, man? Garbage. America, y'all should be ashamed to call this piece of shit y'all president. He ain't mine. Fuck him.
So that's Snoop's opinion. I knew he'd have a strong one about it, you know, because Snoop's not middle of the road about many things. I believe, and I'm going to quote Snoop here, and I think it's an important question that someone should stand up at the next press conference and ask Donald Trump, and I quote, "What kind of nigga is you?"
I think you're right.
How great would it be if someone stood up and asked him that question?
Could a white guy get away?
No,
with saying
no. Absolutely not.
Then it's probably never going to be asked.
Absolutely not.
Not at least not to his face. Probably.
All right, and we have one more reaction to Donald Trump. This is not about what he said specifically, but TMZ ran into former wrestler and now actor Dave Bautista from James Bond movies and from Guardians of the Galaxy, and he has some thoughts about what he might do if there's a second term.
Also throwing his hat in the ring a little bit, too.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think it's
talking about The Rock to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I haven't spoken to him about this. I haven't heard him talk about politics or presidential race. But, you know, I've heard it mentioned to me a couple times as kind of a joke. I thought it was a joke anyway. But he'd make a much better president than Donald Trump. But I've said that before. He's a smart individual, and he's, I think, when it comes down to it, he's just he's a decent human being, which I don't believe Trump is. And I also think that Dwayne is very patriotic. I mean, he loves his country. He'd do what's best for his country. Again, I don't think Trump is a patriot by any means. Now, I think once Trump is out of office, I think things are going to tighten up. And the NRA won't have so much, say in what we do. I hope. But who knows? I mean, I'm also one of those people who said that, Trump, no fucking way is he ever going to be president of the United States.
Right.
So now, who knows?
Do you think he's a two-term president?
No.
No?
No. No, God, I hope not. If he got voted in, if he lasts his full term, I may grab my wife and my dogs and pack up and move to Europe.
So big Dave talking about moving to Europe. Here's the thing. Unlike Alec Baldwin, I think he'll actually do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. unless he's in the midst of making Guardians of the Galaxy 5.
Doesn't matter. He can still live in Europe and do that.
I guess so, right? He just has to visit here.
Yeah. Well, they don't necessarily shoot it here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They can do it in Pinewood.
They can shoot it anywhere they want. Also had some deaths this week. Charles Manson, who was the mastermind of one of the most heinous murder sprees in American history, is dead. And if no one claims the body, he will be cremated.
He has a girlfriend or wife, I thought.
He had a girlfriend like a year ago. I don't think that went anywhere.
Yeah.
He does have a sister, though. So, he's dead. So good.
I hope he gets cremated, and I hope nobody keeps that body around. So I could just see somebody creating some type of memorial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, if his sister does claim it, she'll claim it only so she can sell it.
Well, or, yeah, I think he's going to end up getting cremated, and that'll be the end of it.
I hope so.
country music also lost the legend Mel Tillis, who is famous for singing country music and stuttering. Died Sunday morning of respiratory failure. Excuse me. He recorded more than 60 albums and scored dozens of top 10 singles in his decades long career. He's actually the one who wrote Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, and recorded Coca-Cola Cowboy, which was featured in the Clint Eastwood flick Every Which Way But Loose. And the thing, one of the things that made him famous was he had a speech impediment. He was a stutterer.
Yeah.
And he would go on shows, and he used it. He made fun of himself, and he used it to get over.
On Hee-Haw.
On Hee-Haw and everywhere else. And here's a little sample of that.
I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I want to thank the Statlers for having me to come here today and be on their show tonight, today. And, you know, coming up the alleyway there, I was in Cog. I had on my darks, and I had on a little hat. And I was in Cog, and a lady spied me anyway. I guess the lips must have given me away. But, boy, here she comes. She says, and she said, oh, Mel Tillis, Mel Tillis, Mel Tillis. And I said, what is it, what is it, what is it? And she asked me, she said, how come you stutter and you can sing and you stutter? I said, honey, I don't have the time to explain all that to you. Because I got to go on out there and do the Statler Brothers show, the special. But I said, the reason that I think that I do stutter is when I was a little boy. I was about 3 years old, I was a little boy. And my daddy, he used to tell me a little story about some little rabbits. And there were three of them. And they had little rabbit names. And one of them was named... one of them was named Foot. And one was named...
So basically, Mel Tillis was one of the first stutterers to be out in front. And if you have that affliction, and you see somebody who has that affliction, who isn't afraid to be out in public, it makes you not want to hide as much. Just like literally anything else. So he was 85 years old, so that was kind of a big loss. And also we lost Della Reese this week. It was, you know.
And David Cassidy, as we've been sitting here.
David Cassidy as well.
You insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either. What the fuck is wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. What the fuck is wrong with you? You done accused me of stealing. The only thing I'm stealing out here today is your face. You out of your fucking mind? Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, sucker. Let's get it on.
Oh, you want to fight? You want to fight? Well, then, come on, goddammit. You've been fucking me since I'm going to beat the shit out of your old ass in this motherfucker, too. Yeah. You have to punch people in their eyes, right? Right?
Bitch, that all you got?
Yeah, you didn't think it was going to be like that, right? And now I'm going to blast your motherfucking teeth out.
Nigga, you hit like a bitch.
Oh, you're a little slower than you thought, ain't you, huh? Yeah. I punch like a bitch, huh? Okay. I punch like a bitch? You'll say goodnight to this bitch right now.
You're gonna have to learn to respect me. And the next time you accuse me of stealing, I'm gonna kick your ass again.
Probably the best scene in Harlem Nights.
You crazy bitch!
You wanna hit people with trash cans.
Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans. Now I got to cut you.
Put that razor away. I ain't playing no more. You put that fucking razor away, I'm going to blow your goddamn pinky toe off.
Oh, now you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe. So,
so safe home, Della Reese. Good.
Are the kind of women I grew up with.
Oh, one
that would whoop your ass.
And
so
then, and then mock you for and trying then mock to you for trying to. Toe?
Yes, yes.
Well, there you go.
I told you my sister whooped this dude's ass and threw his shoes on top of the building. And I, look, and I'm not talking about a teenager. She whooped a grown ass man and threw his shit on top of the building.
Well, I'm guessing he had it coming.
Yes.
Guessing he had it coming. And finally this week, David Hasselhoff got some good news. He got his spousal support payments to Pamela Bach cut in half. Woo! According to Docs, Pamela and David reached an agreement where he will write her a $5,000 check each month. As TMZ reported, he actually wanted the amount to be zero, citing his reduced income and her failure to get a job. Hoff was previously paying $10,000 per month, which was down from $21,000 a month. He said he's paid her more than $2.5 million since their divorce in 2006. The new agreement begins on December 1st and ends no later than November 30th. 2020. Whoo!
He's gonna try to get some work. He's gonna have to look for some work.
Someone's gotta hire the Hoff to do something. But so I wanted to end the week that was on good news. That's really the best I could do.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Alrighty then. Kareem, you got anything that's been sticking in your craw this week?
Yes. And it's a continuation of last week.
All right.
So last week I just said fuck white women.
You did.
I did. You said my wife's white. Okay. So I'm going to give you my reason for saying that last week.
Okay.
And it goes to all of the sexual harassment shit.
Mm-hmm.
As a black man, I don't have any power. So therefore, every time a white woman makes it a claim, I'm already guilty. So therefore, I am not voluntarily giving up my right to defend myself against people who have historically lied about sexual advances from black men, which have resulted in our imprisonment and our deaths.
That part is true, yes.
Yes. So yeah. So yeah, you know, if you don't believe me, ask Emmett Till. Oh, you can't, because he's dead. So there's that part. Not only that part, but they were also complicit when the shit was happening to black women and brown women in their homes. I have a stepmom. I mean, I have a foster mom who has light skin and hazel eyes because somebody in her family had such an encounter.
Mm.
So the idea that they're not stepping up for other women now, or haven't been set, isn't surprising, because that's not historically what they've done. And then them two bitches from CNN, I mean, not CNN, Fox News, Greta Van Susteren.
Yes, sir.
And Megyn Kelly. They didn't stand up for the women at CNN. I mean, not CNN, at Fox. I'm sorry, CNN, for putting you in with them. But you do have some Fox bitches on your show right now, so that's why I might be getting you confused. But they didn't come out in support of women for this shit. They came out because their contracts didn't get renewed at all. That's why they came out. If Megyn Kelly's contract had been renewed, you would have, Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes,
mm-hmm,
would still be in at Fox. Not to mention the countless casting agents and whatnot who sent women to these men knowing who they were. I think it was Ashley Judd who said that, not Ashley Judd, somebody got sent to Steven Seagal's room.
Yeah.
And he said, and he made a move. And the lady went back to the casting agent and said, hey, he did this. And she's like, oh, I thought he'd stop doing that. So fuck you, white women. You do not get to claim some moral high ground with me with all of this shit that's going on. As a black man, I'm not giving you my power to defend myself. And yes, some women lie. Next one.
Jason.
Ah, oh, man. So many things that I've gotten upset about. Oh, okay. So today.
Okay.
So, like, time is a precious commodity being a dad now, right? Like,
sure.
And being married also. So now I'm at the behest of my wife and my child. And my mom's living with us. So everything's compounded, and I owe that much more. So I haven't had time to go get my hair cut for, like, you know, like 2 months probably. Because the time that I usually have free is after 7 p.m., and there's not really any place that's open that's going to cut your hair at 8 p.m. at night. All right?
Okay.
It's usually during the day. Like, so instead, my Saturdays and Sundays are always filled up. So today I decided that I'm going to go and go to the barber shop and see if maybe I can get in a free seat on a Tuesday afternoon at 12 p.m.
Sure.
And I start off and I go to make a left-hand turn at a stop sign that goes onto Folsom Boulevard. And I knew as I was making a left-hand turn to go that way instead of going the other way, where I would have gone to a light, that I was playing with fire. And I just upset with myself because of that. Because I waited at that intersection, and the time that I was going to go, like, another car, like, came out of the AM-PM thing, so I had to stop. And then I was, like, almost in the intersection, and there's a guy behind me that wasn't going to let me back up. So then, like, I'm in a fucking shitty position. And I'm just sitting there. Just sitting there for 8 minutes while cars and traffic go by, and there's never an opportunity. And anytime an opportunity comes up, another car comes in somewhere else. And I have limited time to get my haircut because it's...
oh, no.
This is my lunch hour.
Sure.
So I just say, I'm make a fucking right-hand turn. Let's make a right-hand turn, go with the flow, go, and I know that I'll get to where I need to go. So I go this way. I get to the shop, and now it's 12:20, right, or 12:15, 12:18. Like, it's late now. I haven't had any lunch because I'm using my lunch to get my hair cut.
Right.
And I'm hungry. And I look in the door, and as soon as I open up the door, every seat is filled, and there's guys sitting everywhere. And I'm just like, ah, fuck. And I get back in my car, and I go. I look up and see where the next closest one is, next barbershop, salon. There's a Great Clips right down the street. I go to the Great Clips. I go in there, and there's 8 bays open, and there's 2 ladies working, and there's a 45-minute wait.
Wow.
And I'm like, no, thank you. And it was just, I was just so fucking upset and so, like, and I'm getting ready to go away for a couple days, and I'm going to be meeting people, and my fucking hair looks ridiculous. I'm just so upset, and just like I just want to cut my hair. Like, I just want to get my hair cut. I just want to get my hair cut, man.
So I'm confused. What are you angry at?
Just angry at the fucking world for conspiring against me, where I have to have this shitty hair.
I'd feel bad for you, but I don't really have enough hair to.
Well, then I have to think to myself, well, shit, at least I have fucking hair.
That's right. You could be bald.
I could be fucking bald. I mean, I could be going...
And with a head like yours, that would not be good.
No.
Fuck you. Fuck you, man.
They can pull it off. You can't.
I could pull. I have a beautiful hand.
Only a wife and a mother could love.
You suck a bag of dicks. Anyhow, yeah, okay. I was just so upset. I was just angry at everything, like, and I don't usually get very angry. I've also cut down like my caffeine intake, like I'm drinking a Red Bull right now,
sure.
So I can stay up late tonight. So
I can tell.
So I'm like, I'm fucking ready to go. I have to pack and do stuff, and then anyhow, yeah. So just fuck. I was just really upset with the world earlier, and I know I need to count my blessings.
No, it's okay.
I mean, because it's a ridiculous thing to be upset about. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm a ridiculous human being right there. It's like, there's so much other shit that's more, you know, I should be up more. I could get upset about our president, you know, supporting, openly supporting a pedophile. Like, openly supporting. He support, like you said, that he'd rather have him than a Democrat. These people would fucking rather have a pedophile in office than a fucking Democrat. What the fuck's the matter with people? So I could get upset about that, but I decided to not.
Sure.
Let that take over.
I think that's very fair.
Yeah, I am.
Look, the airing of the grievances, it doesn't have to be about something big.
Yeah.
Like, I could be really pissed about the loss of net neutrality. Which,
yeah,
by the way, is going to fuck each and every one of us. So go ahead and call your... Look, if you live where I live, calling them won't do any good because they're all already fighting for net neutrality.
Right, yeah.
If you live somewhere where your representative or senator has an R after their name, you probably want to call them if you would like to still be able to... I don't know, use the internet for whatever the fuck you want to use the internet for, because those things are going to go away. And your internet service provider is going to be able to tier bullshit up. So, oh, you want your streaming video? Well, that's going to be this much a month. Oh, you want to use email? Oh, that's going to be this much a month. And then this is going to be this much a month. And suddenly, you're going to be paying twice as much for your internet. Which, by the way, it's 2017. You can't just say, fuck you, I'm not getting the internet. We are thoroughly reliant on the internet. There are so many jobs you can't even apply for without doing it online, including, in the state of California, the fucking state jobs. You can't walk into a state office and just drop off a paper resume and go, here, I want to work for you. No. Everything has to go through the internet. You cannot avoid the internet now. Any more than you could ignore electricity, indoor plumbing, or any other utility. It's a fucking utility at this point.
There was recently a city that just made it a utility for their city.
Well, if you're wired up for Google Fiber, you can do shit like that.
No, it was like Santa Fe. It was like a Republican, was a place that I think is like you would think of as being Republican controlled. They made it a utility system. They're in the process. I know Isaac Gonzalez.
Well, sure. Here's the rub with that, though, Jason.
What?
Just like they charge you more for electricity at certain times of the day, they could go ahead and do that if they make it a utility. They can go ahead and go, oh, a lot of people are using the internet between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. We're going to charge you twice as much for internet access during that time. If you want to use the internet during the day, it's going to be a lot less. So instead of running around to get your haircut at noon, you're going to be going home and masturbating feverishly, because that's the only time you can afford to do it. And then your wife's like, Jason, have you been masturbating? We got this internet bill.
Luckily, I do it in the morning, so, like, that's probably low time. Low usage time.
All right.
But the utility thing, you know, like, yeah, Isaac is like, it's going to happen, I think, in Sacramento soon.
But that's not my grievance.
I know. Bucknet, yeah.
My grievance. It's far less important on a grand scale.
All right.
I tried to go to Chipotle for lunch today.
Oh, fuck this.
And I pulled into the Chipotle on Folsom Boulevard.
Folsom fucking Boulevard!
Yes, sir. And I walked up, and I saw the line snaked from the counter back to the corner.
Yeah.
Past the door. And then it kept going back into the dining room and looped like the tail of a pig around. And I said, are you fucking kidding me? No fucking way. And I had to turn around, go back to my car. Now, thankfully, I don't have someone watching the tick-tick-tock of the clock on my lunch hour because I don't work for a fascist insurance company.
No, they don't do that at my job. But I'm going to be gone the next day.
Listen,
like, no.
Hold on. Hold on. You were worried that you were worried for at the very least a verbal reprimand if you were going to be late.
No, I wasn't worried about a verbal reprimand. What I was worried, I have an hour lunch break and I need to get things done in an hour.
Sure.
Even if it takes me, I could have taken maybe an hour and a half, but no, it's not. I didn't know it was an AM. Sorry.
So I'm walking back. Get back in my car, and I drive back down to South Sacramento. And I'm like, where am I going to go grab lunch? And there's literally dozens of options. And I go, you know what? I'm going to Popeyes.
No.
Yes.
Going to Popeyes. Because there are no Popeyes in good neighborhoods. So I go to the Popeyes and get my lunch. And here's where the grievance really comes in. You thought it was about Chipotle. It's not. It's the fact that you can't eat lunch at work without people walking by you and saying the name of the place you got the fucking lunch from. Everybody needs to walk by and go, oh, Popeyes. Yeah. Fucking Popeyes. That's why they put the branding on there so you know that I went to Popeyes. I didn't need a commentary on it. I mean, if you want to go, oh, Popeyes, that sounds good. Okay. And that's one thing. But it's like, oh, Popeyes. Now are you like, oh, Popeyes, you're going to drop dead in 6 months. Or are you like, oh, Popeyes, you fat fuck. I mean, what's the next sentence in your mind after, oh, Popeyes? Because there's another sentence there. What the fuck are you thinking? Spit it out. Spit it out. What the fuck are you thinking? That's my grievance. If you say, oh, this or oh, that, finish your fucking thought. And if it's something nice, go, oh, Popeyes sounds good. Or, oh, Popeyes. Haven't had that in a while. Oh, yeah. Popeyes, that's always so good.
Yeah. Oh, I love Popeyes.
Oh, Popeyes, that makes my heart burn so bad.
But in such a good way.
Oh, Popeyes, it makes my shit fiery. I don't care. Finish the thought.
All right, that makes sense. That's
my grievance.
And yes, he is a professional DJ.
You know what else I will say about that?
What retarded amateur idiots.
Exactly. haven't had that one in a while. Trying to get around the whole thing. By the way, it's the holiday season with Thanksgiving tomorrow. It's time to get your holiday shopping underway. You know you're going to get stuff at Amazon. Please, you're listening to the show. The show is free. It's always going to be free. We make you laugh. We make you cry. We make you wish we hadn't said that. But what we do ask is if you're going to be shopping on Amazon anyway, please click through that Shop Amazon tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show, and it does not cost you anything extra. It just takes you straight through to Amazon. Do it once, then bookmark that link, and you can just keep going back to that link over and over again for whatever your holiday shopping needs. You can have stuff gift-wrapped and delivered, which I do pretty frequently, like to my dad back in Vermont. Or if you even get people just a few cities away and you're like, I don't want to get a package at home and then have to remember to bring it and store it in my house for that time, you can have it gift wrapped and sent to them.
I'm actually having books sent to North Carolina before I get there next week, so I don't have to travel with them on my back.
Right. You don't have to haul them around. It's the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Please go ahead and do that. We would appreciate that. All right. So let me get back to this so we can... So much stuff going on. It's time for a little of this.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
We have a Florida follow-up for you. Prosecutors have declined to pursue a criminal case against the Florida woman who was arrested for allegedly battering her estranged husband when he interrupted her as she was pleasuring herself. That's right. Flavia Higgs was arrested back in mid-September. We told you about it. Following a 12:30 a.m. confrontation with her spouse, Garrett, inside the residence that they still share, even though they have separate bedrooms. According to the arrest affidavit, Garrett, who's 44, came home, heard moaning from inside the house, determined the sound was coming from Flavia's bedroom, banged on the door, received no response. He believed, that's what he says, there was another man in the house, so he used a screwdriver to open the door. And then she tried to physically escort him out. During the struggle, she struck him in the face. Which, by the way, if you interrupt a woman masturbating and she didn't invite you in, that's probably what's going to go ahead and happen to you.
Let me finish, goddammit.
That's right. Can't I finish? Can't I finish? Also in Tallahassee, a couple said they found something in their glass of water at the Waffle House.
Drunk driving is among the leading causes of auto accident deaths.
Don't drive drunk, says the ambulance chasing law firm of Scott and Wallace. Scott and Wallace. They stand in front of their offices.
Scott and Wallace.
This frog in the wrong body of water.
Boy.
Yeah, a Tallahassee couple claiming it was found in their drink.
That glass of water served at the Waffle House on Walden Road in Tallahassee off Mahan Drive near I-10. Lenitra Bennett has more.
Claire Sheets says she and her husband had their drinks while waiting on their food at Waffle House. Her husband eventually looking down at his.
In my husband's drink, there's a whole frog just floating around in the water.
Sheets says they dumped the glass of water out onto the table to be sure of what they saw.
Sure enough, there's the frog.
He'd already taken a few sips. Sheets says the staff was as baffled as she and her husband were, and the manager apologized.
Disgust. It's a whole frog in a water drink, and you're at a restaurant, so, you know, you have hairs in your food sometimes, or maybe a little piece of plastic from packaging, but this is an amphibian. You definitely lose your appetite immediately.
So what?
The couple left, filing a complaint with the Waffle House corporate office and the state health
department.
The Waffle
House.
The health department inspected the restaurant 4 days later on November 9th.
The health department. So the lady complaining, white, the reporter, probably not. Just by her pronunciation of waffle and heff.
The state report shows 11 violations, including food residue buildup in coolers, grease buildup in the cooking area, dust building up, and food stored at an improper temperature. The report does not mention an investigation of a frog incident.
You don't expect a frog. So it was quite a surprise.
The health inspector reports the violations are not an immediate threat to the public.
My husband and I have always enjoyed Waffle House, but being that happened, it kind of puts a bad taste in your mouth.
The health inspection report says the restaurant has until this week to correct the violations. A Waffle House spokesperson says the company is looking into the matter. Now, Julian, Ben, if anyone finds themselves in this situation, you should call the health department and let them handle it. Guys.
Wow.
Thank you, Lenitra.
How do you have a frog in water and you not notice it?
I do not know. It was apparently in a pitcher of water. I don't know how it got into the pitcher of water, where that came from. Maybe it was in the ice. Maybe the frog was in the ice and you scooped the ice in and didn't notice. Jason, you've worked in food service, right?
I can see it happening in any one of those situations.
That's disturbing.
I mean, like, well, because the ice stuff, I mean, there's a lot of specific things you're supposed to do with the ice, but it could have wandered in. It could have gotten in there.
Oh.
It also could have gotten into, like, I don't know, man. It was dead already.
Yes.
You know, so I think that the ice is probably the most plausible place that it came from for them not to notice. If they didn't notice, or they could, they come there a lot. Maybe they just don't like them, you know. Like maybe that was their plan all along.
We're gonna get free Waffle House.
Oh no! I'm saying like that. Maybe that's what the server didn't like them.
Like they had a frog chamber. Yeah, frog.
Like oh, I got this. I've been waiting. I hate these people. but I was thinking about it. I mean, like you know, this chick though talking to the station, you know about it, like. And it being a news story, like, because you know she called the station up. The station didn't just hear this over the police scanner. And
no,
like,
that was either a face. Well, it's possible she made a Facebook post,
right? And it went viral. That's probably that could have been it. But why did she even go? Like, that's the thing is like there was no. She already complained to the restaurant, and also the restaurant's effed up. They fucked up because somebody found a frog in their water and they were upset. You better clean that shit right away.
Yeah.
Like, you better clean everything. And, like, if you're the manager, that's kind of what you're supposed to do is, like, so I would be looking at getting new managers if I was the owner of that place, man.
Of the Waffle House?
The Waffle House.
The Waffle House. All right. Well, the Georgia Dome is no more. They've imploded it. They broke ground on it in 1989. It's no good anymore. No fucking good. Just blowing it up. Remember when stadiums used to be around for a while and valued? Nope, not anymore. Georgia Dome's gone. Kareem, what's wrong with the South? Why do they keep blowing stuff up?
It's in their nature.
Well, hundreds of people looked on as the Georgia Dome fell. The Weather Channel had a live camera set up, but the person who set up the live camera didn't plan for everything, because at the moment of implosion, a MARTA bus pulled up on the street and pretty much entirely blocked their view of the Georgia Dome implosion. Now, listen carefully to the camera person talking to the bus. Not yelling at the bus driver, talking to the bus.
4, 3, 2, 1. The bus turned away. Bus! Get out of the way, bus!
And that's why you plan ahead for such eventualities.
I almost want to say that this was like, it couldn't be timed better.
Here's the thing. The first explosion happens to signal the start of it.
Yeah.
And clearly the bus driver hears this, stops the bus to look.
Yeah.
And it happened to be, but by the way, if you're the camera person for the Weather Channel and you're not live, they didn't have the audio live. They have a bunch of cameras set up for this. One, you're on the wrong side of the street. Why are you on the side of the street where traffic can block you? Maybe that's the only side with parking and your live truck has to be there. Okay. Then how do you not plan for the eventuality that a bus, because a UPS truck could have blocked their view, a really big SUV could have blocked their view?
That's what I almost feel like it was done on purpose, only because...
Dude, it was not done on purpose.
Look at how much play they've gotten from it.
Nobody in TV is that smart, Jason.
But they did the whole thing with the climate change stuff, like during the
equator. Oh, yeah, they made up climate change. Is that what you're saying?
No,
those fuckers.
No, but that's
how they get you.
When the Paris Accords things were going on, they updated everything to like pretty much like an F you to Trump, like and what was being done. Like we're like anyhow.
When the Weather Channel made up climate change, those crafty bastards.
That's not what I said, you son of a bitch. No, but they were trying to. They believe. They believe science, I guess.
I believe in the science of not putting something between you and what you're trying to put on live TV.
But people, like, I've seen that clip pass around so much on my Facebook today.
Right, because it's a giant fail.
But it's an awesome fail. Like
nobody does that on purpose.
Okay, but nobody releases it with the, like, they released it with the audio, though, also, like.
But yes, because, and they edited it.
Right.
Because at that point, what else do you do with it? You have to, at that point, put it out.
What's that saying about that? No publicity, any publicity, it's good publicity, right?
Well, everybody's talking about it. And you said it perfectly, yeah.
Any publicity is good publicity.
All they did was take a gigantic fail
and then make it a huge win
and turn it around and make something of it, because what else do you do at
right.
that point? But there is no way that they planned for them to fuck that
no,
up.
No, but they succeeded way better than they would have by getting the shot.
So Weather Channel, go ahead and fail. That's Jason's message to you.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Everybody enjoyed that. It made everybody's day better. Except
not,
for that.
Not that poor bastard who was running camera. All right, it's time for a speak out from the Press Republican. Hey, in previous years, fans were removed from the Fieldhouse hockey games if they used loud noisemakers during a hockey game. Now the Fieldhouse staff use a foghorn every time the Cardinals score a goal. The decibel level is so high that I've seen families have to leave in the middle of the game because it scares the children so badly. I myself left after the second period of a great game for the Cardinals because they had already scored 11 goals by the end of the second period, and I had a massive headache. I wonder how OSHA would evaluate this overpowering noise. Please, for the sake of the fans, turn it down!
All right, old man Haggins.
By the way, let me just say this. Go Cards. Fuck all y'all. By the way, if your team is scoring 11 goals in the first two periods, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Also, you know it's loud. Bring earplugs, dickweed. Are you going to go in with your tank top and go, why is it so cold in the field house? Went to football at the crate this morning. Saw one of the officials who was cheering for the other team. Please play fair.
Obviously on the loser's team.
Stop being a little bitch.
Yes, the city of Plattsburgh is facing some tough times. But why jeopardize the safety of everyone by cutting emergency services? Fires still happen, people still get hurt, and laws still get broken.
Coming to you live.
Oh, hey, look for cuts elsewhere. Look for cuts elsewhere. That's what we say. We have more, though. I have to get the proper music, though. That's not it. We're in the middle of the Samsung commercial. Sorry, hold on. Not buying your shitty phones. Just say that.
Adults are totally like
it's a Honda commercial.
Not buying shitty Honda.
No, I already have a Honda.
Oh.
That's right. I don't get it stolen. Hey, it is scary that the same people who tell you who to vote for are not aware when the election is held. Take your signs down! To all large capacity trucks, garbage, fuel, snow removal, etc., if you are unable or unwilling to drive the posted speed limit, you must pull over to let other drivers continue to their destination. Jobs! It is not only selfish and dangerous, but it is illegal to not follow posted laws. Pull over! Hey, why do officials and department heads think they can create civil service positions for dictate employee tasks and roles based on personal whim or likes and dislikes? Get online or pick up the phone and contact NYSCSEA.
Okay. That's very specific.
By the way, Jason, there's a well-kept secret in Plattsburgh.
What's that?
It's the art gallery.
Oh.
Located in the old post office building on Brinkerhoff Street. Stop in and see the fine artwork. Admission is free. I visit there often. And sure you would like doing so, too.
Says the artist with all the paintings in there.
Hey, it's a tip. Look, I'll take any positive tip out of Speak Out that I can possibly get. Just going to say that. And finally... I attended some budget meetings for a certain town, and it was pointed out during one that the supervisor gets extra money to be budget officer. Isn't that part of his job? Why do they advertise he gets paid a certain amount, but not that he pays himself an extra couple thousand to do what is his job to do as a supervisor? His secretary used to get paid extra, but it wasn't in her job description. It is in his.
This is the secretary that used to get that bonus.
That's it. It totally is. It absolutely and totally is. So that's what's going on in Plattsburgh that's got people all upset. Or at least upset enough to write it to the paper. So Jason, you're going to Seattle for Thanksgiving?
I am.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. Should be a trip. We're leaving tomorrow at 7:20.
That's oddly specific.
Yeah. That's the time the flight leaves. So,
oh, okay.
We're leaving the house at 5, I think, in the morning.
5 a.m.
Oh, man.
I hear the TSA lines are long. Pack your patience. Get there early.
Yeah.
Don't take anything bigger than the iPhone.
Nothing more than 3 ounces. Put it in a clear plastic bag. Take it out when they ask.
Yeah.
Do you have TSA pre?
No.
Take off your shoes and belt. Sir, take off your hat. Sir, empty your pockets.
And make sure you...
Sir, you can put your ID away now. We don't need it again.
Make sure you don't take any loose baggies that you forgot was somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, yeah. Is this your bag?
No. No, it is not. you're not gonna pull me into that one. It's legal there in Washington.
Kareem, you'll be on your couch in your underwear on Thanksgiving?
Yes, and my girlfriend decided that she didn't want to go anywhere this year.
Oh.
So she doesn't want to do Thanksgiving, so we might go to dinner somewhere.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah. So, I'm happy.
There you go. I will be going to Reading for Thanksgiving. Just going up for the day. Seeing Leslie's family. Enjoying some, I'm guessing, turkey. But quick trip up and back.
Bam, get it done. Yep. So you can enjoy your Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So sorry to all my colleagues over at CBS 13 and CW 31 that you're not on Dish Network right now. Oh. It's your turn. That's right. First it was Fox 40, then it was KCRA. Now Dish Network has pulled CBS and CW off Dish Network.
Really?
Yep, retransmission.
Yeah.
The contract is up. So if you were hoping to watch football on Thanksgiving on CBS.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
sorry.
Yeah.
Go somewhere that they don't have Dish Network.
Oh man. Well, the good thing is my mom got me she got the NFL ticket at her house while she's in Panama for me, so I can go over there and check on the house.
Okay.
So I'll go
check.
Right, but the NFL Sunday ticket doesn't help you on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it does.
No, it does not. Because those are broadcast on your local stations.
Oh, but she has Dish instead of DirecTV. No, no. She has DirecTV.
Okay, then you're all set.
Yeah.
It's just the Dish Network, people. So everybody have a great and happy Thanksgiving. We have we have another show coming up for you. It'll be on Black Friday. Last year on Black Friday, I was getting married. This year on Black Friday?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not getting married. That was a lot. It's a lot. I'm just saying. So, oh. Wow, that's weird. Why isn't... I don't know why that's playing that way.
Hmm.
Hold on. That's crazy. Hold on. All right, it's not going to do that for me. Yeah, I just plugged in a device into my audio jack. I don't know why iTunes won't play there.
Stupid iTunes.
Oh, my God. Now, God damn it, now I have another grievance. What's going on? I have another grievance. I'm writing into the Press Republican. This isn't fair. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you on Friday with another new show. Thanks, Harry Styles. God damn it, now I have to reboot this thing. Shop Amazon. Tab. HeyDarlingShow.com. Bye.